When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Kia ora, welcome to the Kiwi Birth Tales podcast and thanks for tuning in this week. I'm your host Jordan, I'm a mum of one, soon to be two boys and a lover of all things birth and a very passionate storyteller. The goal of Kiwi Birth Tales is to empower, inform, educate and connect families from New Zealand and all over the world, talking about the things that are so often kept to ourselves or shared with only our nearest and dearest because of this taboo that seems to surround sharing stories about birth. All stories deserve to be heard, no story more important than the other, and with this podcast you'll get a variety without bias. The podcast is not intended for medical advice. I'm not an advocate for any particular mode of birth or birth care, and this platform is simply here to share these beautiful, empowering Kiwi Birth Tales with you all. So I hope you enjoy. In this week's episode of Kiwi Birth Tales, I speak with Nikki, and Nikki has a pretty busy family. She has five children, and she takes us through all five of her pregnancy and birth stories and includes some really interesting information in there about juggling lots of babies, really young and how they sort of made those decisions to have children. And yeah, really interesting episode. Nikki also talks about juggling managing a business with her busy lifestyle with five children. So I think you're going to get a lot out of this episode. All of her births were quite different, and yeah, she takes us through each one in depth. So I hope you enjoy it, and I will let Nikki do all of the talking.
Hi Nikki, thanks so much for joining me on the podcast today.
Thanks for having me.
No worries. Would you like to tell the listeners a little bit about you and who is in your family?
Cool. So yeah, I'm Nikki Clark and I am the co-founder and CEO of Kaden Che, so maternity activewear brand. I started it alongside my husband and we do that together, and we also have five little kiddies, Kaden, Ryan, Case, Jackson and Billy.
Yeah, awesome. Very busy household then, I would imagine.
It is, yeah, very, yeah. Very busy.
Yeah, awesome, cool. And we're going to work through sort of all of your pregnancy and birth stories, but maybe if we start with the first one, do you want to talk us through what your journey to pregnancy was actually like that first time around?
Yeah, cool. So it's a bit of a funny story, actually. So Adam and I met in 2012, and at the end of 2012, and I think I was about 25, just turned 26, and we sort of got together officially in sort of like the January, February, and it was literally like 3 weeks into us being together that I found out I was pregnant. So,
oh my gosh.
It was, it's always funny. We sort of, every time someone asks how long we've been together, I'm like, how old's Kaden? We'll just add a year to that, and that's pretty much how long we've been together. So it was, it was a surprise, but it was the best surprise ever. So, yeah. It wasn't planned, so it just sort of caught us by surprise, but it was awesome.
Yeah, awesome, cool. And how did you actually find out that you were pregnant? Were you like, did you have early symptoms or miss a period, or what happened there?
Yeah, so I was feeling a little bit crappy, and we were actually down in Dunedin for a wedding, and I was thinking, oh, I wonder if I should just take a pregnancy test. I was like, I'm probably not, but better make sure. And then I took one and I was like, oh my gosh. And then I wasn't actually at the wedding because I just met him, so he went on his own and I was at the hotel, and he came back and I was just sitting on the bed. I was like, I'm pregnant. He was like, oh my gosh, okay. And it was quite a shock to us because we hadn't been together for that long, but I mean, we knew that we wanted to be together, but it was definitely a surprise. And then I think actually it was really funny because we were down visiting his parents, and I'd said goodbye to them at the airport, and he had given them a big hug, and then we were walking out to the airplane. I looked back and his mum was just crying, and I was thinking, gosh, she's really upset that he's going back up to Whangarei. And then it wasn't until after I'd had her that I realized that he'd told them at the airport while I was in the toilet that I was pregnant. They knew the whole time, and that's why she was just in shock, because she was like, oh my gosh, she just told me like they were pregnant, and he hopped on the plane. I got home, and I think it was a few weeks after that I told my parents. I was working out in the gym at home. Mum got home from work, and I was like, hey mum, just doing squats in the garage. I was like, I'm pregnant. She was like, what? So it was a bit of a surprise, but everyone was super happy and super supportive, so that was really cool.
Yeah, awesome. Cool. And what was your first trimester like? Did you have many like pregnancy symptoms that popped up in those first 12 weeks?
Yeah, I did. So mainly just around, feeling like crap all the time, being really tired and just not really wanting to eat. I found that I'd get really hungry, but then I didn't know what I wanted to eat. So it was mainly that. I was quite sick with Caden, my first one, quite a bit. But then it sort of subsided after 12 weeks. And then I did have quite a cruisy pregnancy. It was quite, nothing really stood out. There wasn't really too bad symptoms. I do have really bad hips, so I was kind of worried how I was going to cope. I was born with hip dysplasia, and I've had like 6 hip surgeries, so I was wondering how my hips are going to cope. But the first pregnancy wasn't too bad. I really sort of just cruised through it. I was very fortunate in that regard.
Yeah, awesome, cool. And did you do the sort of standard testing that's offered in New Zealand, and did you find out the sex and those types of things?
Yeah, I did do the standard testing, and then we found out what she was, but I didn't want to know. So Adam actually knew the whole time.
Yeah.
And his whole family knew, but I didn't want to know.
Oh my gosh.
And it was really interesting. So his whole family knew and we didn't. I think his brother even knew. And my parents didn't know. And so when we had it was quite a surprise. But in regards to all the other testing, we did all that and it was all good. So
Cool. Awesome. And what about like birth education? So did you do any antenatal classes or any sort of other birth or labor sort of research that might help you through that time?
Well, we didn't. And because we lived out of town about 20 minutes and I was pregnant. Obviously, she was born in October, so I was pregnant through the winter and just driving into the classes at late at night, and he was really busy with rugby training, and I just decided not to do them. And I don't know, we just sort of winged it. We were kind of just on our own tour with it, I think. But we didn't do any birthing classes, no antenatal classes. I did a bit of research online, but I kind of really went into it just so I was probably quite naive, and I didn't really read that much about it. I just kind of thought that you just had a baby. I didn't really look into it that much. I mean, I was excited to have her, and I with all the clothes and getting really excited, but I didn't do a lot of research around the birth and breastfeeding and what to expect around that. I think I got given a book and I read like 2 pages. I'm not the best reader, so we weren't too good on that regard.
Well, good. And did you have a birth plan or sort of like thoughts on how you wanted birth to go, or you hadn't really given it too much thought?
I sat down with my midwife and we sort of talked through what the plan was, but I think just with the first one, you just really don't know what you're going into, and you don't really know what's going to happen. And I didn't really know much about hypnobirthing and that whole side of it, and I was really green when it came to all that kind of thing. So we had a plan, and I wanted to try and have her naturally if I could, and all those sorts of things, but I hadn't really detailed it out. I was more just willing to go on and whatever happened, and I'll just do my best.
Awesome. And what about things like in preparation for birth? So were you doing like any antenatal expressing or perineal massage, or were you trying to induce your labor or sort of go into labor? Were you trying any of like the raspberry leaf teas or anything like that? Did you do any of that before your labor?
Yeah. The only thing I did do was the raspberry leaf tea. I think I was drinking that all day, every day. And then, I was exercising quite a lot. So she was actually 10 days overdue. Yeah, nice. So, I exercised throughout the whole pregnancy. So I remember like the day before I was in the gym doing step ups and just stupid things that I probably shouldn't be doing. just trying to encourage her to come out.
yeah. Yeah.
So that's probably the only two things, you know, just long walks and things like that.
Yeah. Yeah,
I didn't do too much else.
Yeah, awesome. Nice. And so you said you went 10 days overdue. Do you want to talk us through your labour starting and was it spontaneous and then into your birth story?
Yeah, cool. So, yeah, 10 days overdue. I think when I got to around maybe 3 or 4 days, I had a sweep and then it didn't really do anything. And then I think I had another one, I had a few, and then still nothing. And then on a Saturday morning, we went up to the hospital and then they did another sweep again at 10 on the 10th day, also on the 9th day. And then we headed off home. I actually got KFC because I was like just craving chips. And we like went home to my mum's house because we still lived out of town. And then went up to mum's house, which was in town. And then about maybe like 11 o'clock, 12 o'clock, that's when things started sort of establishing and started getting the cramps. And I was like, okay, this is it. So yeah, quite a few sweeps to get me going. And then from then on, it was, we're at mum's house, started getting the cramps, tried to have a bath. And it's funny because what's not funny, but you start getting the cramps and you're like, oh my gosh, this is really bad. And then an hour later, you're like, no, this is bad. And then you start thinking, holy crap, if this is going to get worse, I don't know if I can cope. Like it was quite bad. And I remember Adam ringing the midwife and he said, oh, we're going to come to the hospital now. And she's like, no, just wait until you, you know, get 5 minutes apart, good solid contractions. But I was having them sort of like on top of each other. Like I wasn't really getting much rest in between. Mm. And so I think sort of early afternoon, about 2 o'clock, we did go up to the hospital. I just wanted to be there and just feel safe and not have to worry about being in traffic. And even I remember the ride to the hospital, I was on the back seat, like on all fours. And when a contraction kicked in, I just remember like being in so much pain and like looking out the car window and like looking at this car next to me. This little kid was just staring at me. And I was like, oh my gosh, like what is this kid thinking? So yeah, it was quite an intense ride to the hospital. And then, yeah, once we got up there, just it went, for me, it was really hard. Like my contractions were just constant, like 1 minute on, then like 10 seconds off, and then 1 minute. Mm-hmm. And then the other one would start over the top of the other one. And I just wasn't getting any rest. I couldn't stand. It was, yeah, it was quite full on. And I don't think I really realized it was going to be quite that intense. I had my mum there. She'd just driven back from Auckland. I had a best friend and I had Adam's mum there as well. So it was a long, long, long afternoon. And then I think, I'm not too sure what the time was, but I think later on that evening, I was just getting completely exhausted. And I finally asked for an epidural. And then they came, the doctor came in and, you know, like you're waiting for them to arrive. And you're like, where is he? Where is he? This is taking so long. And then he finally came. And then it sort of didn't do a lot. I felt like I had a bit of rest. I got to, well, you know, obviously I was lying down and I got to sort of just tune into myself and just really feel the contractions. It sort of slowed them down a bit and I could feel them coming on, and then I got like a good rest in between. And then it was a long, long night. I remember getting, you know, see if I was dilating and I was still like 4 centimeters or something, and it was just so deflating. I was like, oh my gosh, like how much longer do I have to go? And then I think my waters had sort of partially broken during that time as well. And so, yeah, this is maybe like 10 o'clock at night. And then, yeah, it was a long night. It was a long, long night. So that, yeah, it started like 12 o'clock in the morning. And then finally, I think things really started to progress around midnight. And I remember it got to like maybe, so I'd had the epidural and I was feeling a little bit better. And then it's sort of maybe 1 o'clock, must be 1 o'clock. I was, you know, they're like, oh, you can start pushing. And I don't think I knew how to push properly. And I think obviously having the epidural didn't help because I couldn't really feel like what I was doing. And I mean, after looking back now, I know what I should have been doing and what I was probably doing wrong. But I was pushing for a long, long time. And I remember just looking at the clock and just being like, okay, this is the one, she's coming out. And I just was trying so hard and just staring at that clock. And then another 30 minutes would pass, another 20 minutes. And then I remember them sort of calling everyone in and I was thinking, oh God. And I remember them saying, oh, we might have to go for a C-section. I was like, you know, I don't really mind. I just want to get her out safely. And I was so exhausted by that point. I just didn't really hear. I was like, if someone said to me, I'll cut your arm off and you'll feel better, I probably would have said to cut my arm, because it was just so draining. And then she, and then they came in, they had to do the Vontus, and then she was finally, and then that took quite a few goes, and then she was finally born, I think, around 2 or 2.30 in the morning. And it was just, it was, she got to come on me straight away, which is amazing, and she was perfectly healthy. I remember at one point when she was, she'd come out, or she was halfway out, and she was just like purple, and my mum looked at Adam, and my mum left the room, and then it was just this, everyone was looking at each other in silence, you know, not knowing if she was okay. It was so intense. And then and then she was born, happy little girl. I think she was 8 pounds 7, and she was straight on me. And then straight afterwards, you know, everything was, I was okay. I wasn't too bad, considering, and I was all healthy, and placenta came out fine. Once I got through the birth, after that, it was just the most incredible thing and the most amazing thing. And I remember lying there looking at him, and I was like, I'm a mum now, like I'm a mum. And it almost makes me cry just thinking about it. But yeah, it was a crazy experience to go through for the first one, that's for sure.
Yeah, amazing. And did you need any like stitches, or did you have any tearing or anything like that from your birth?
Oh my gosh, you know what? I can't really remember. How bad is that? I think I may have had like one or two stitches, but I honestly, it wasn't too bad. I do remember just like the first time you stand up after you've had a baby and you feel like your whole inside are just like falling out of your tummy as well as everywhere else. Like you just feel like you can't stand up straight. So it wasn't too bad. I didn't tear too badly or anything like that. So I was really, really lucky. I mean, it was painful, you know, it was really sore, but you probably just, the Vontus didn't help. And so, I didn't have too much, you know, after that, but it was actually the after part. So the birth for her was really difficult, but then straight after, because she was born at like 2:30, everyone was like, okay, we're going home and going to bed now. And I remember just being like, wait, like you can't leave me, like I'm just a baby, like what? And so everyone actually went home, and I remember just being in the hospital on my own, and oh gosh, it was the weirdest feeling, because obviously you're exhausted, but you've got that adrenaline, and you can't sleep, and you've just had a baby, and the baby needs you, and it was really overwhelming. And I think the nurse came in and just held her for a little bit, and I think I got maybe like 20-30 minutes sleep. And then as soon as, I've got a photo of me and her, and the sun was rising, and I was like, oh my gosh, you know, like first sunrise as a mum. And then I remember, I think I rang Adam at like 5:30, and I was like, can you come back? Because he'd gone. And like, even now looking back, we don't know why he left. Like even he doesn't, it's weird. Like you feel like there's just this protocol, and I guess like there might be a bit of pressure externally from it's after visiting hours now, and everyone should go home and get a sleep. But really it's like, well, no, I just had a baby. Like this is his child. You know, like if we could do it again, he would not have left and he would have stayed. Yeah. And I probably would have felt a bit different, but I didn't feel too bad, you know, being there on my own. But yeah, as soon as he came back in the morning, I was just like, oh my gosh, you're here. Thank goodness for that. So that was the first. And then the next day we got moved to like the maternity ward, because I stayed in the delivery suite that night. And then we went home that afternoon, so I was only in hospital for like that night. So got to go home, which was really nice, and just, you know, get settled in at home, which was good.
Yeah, awesome, cool. And how did you find that sort of going home and total shift in your whole life, right? Your first baby, it's just like, can't explain it. So how did you find that whole experience in those first couple of weeks as a new mum?
So we got home, got settled in, and I think, I can't remember if it's the first night or the second night. I think it was the second night. So Adam's mum had stayed, she'd come up from down south to come and stay with us. And I think it was the second night, and she was just crying, not his mum, the baby, Caden. She was just crying and crying and crying. And I don't think my milk had come in, and, you know, it was getting a bit sore, like latching her on. And she was just screaming. And I was like, oh my gosh, this is so hard. Like, this is, like, what do we do? Like, just looked at it, you know, looked at each other, and we're like, oh my God, I don't know what to do. Like, we're just so new. Like, these parents have just been, you know, given a baby, and we're like, how do we look after her? Like, what are we meant to do? And so I think his mum had her for a couple of hours at night when we got a little bit of sleep, because we hadn't really slept all Friday night was a bit funny. And then obviously Saturday night was in labor. And then, so it was like just a really long period of having no sleep. And it's kind of hard because you never get to catch up on that. You know, like if you have a night birth and you're up all night, you're starting off the bat, like already behind on sleep. So it was quite interesting the first couple of probably the first few nights, and then once my milk came in, she was way, way better. And then we just sort of went back to, I think we're back at the gym, maybe like when she was 3 or 4 days, maybe a week. I wasn't working out, obviously, but he was training. So I'd go over to the gym, and we just sort of just, she just fit into our lives perfectly. So we just, you know, got to it, and we loved it. It was amazing. It was like the best thing that ever happened to us. You know, once the milk comes in and you can get into breastfeeding, if that's what you choose to do, like, it does help, you know, once you can stop them from crying and you can figure out what's, you know, figure out their routine and what their cues are. And yeah, then we're sort of away with it, which is really good.
Yeah. Awesome. Cool. And obviously, I know that you've got 5. So if we talk about how you ended up sort of transitioning into falling pregnant again, and how far after Caden was born did you fall pregnant, and what was that whole process like?
Cool. So after we had Caden, and we were like, man, being a parent's like the coolest thing ever, let's have more. And then we wanted to have another one as soon as we could, so I think we were kind of like, you know, just sort of trying. And then once I stopped breastfeeding, so 9 months, I pretty much got pregnant that same month. So yeah. I was 9 months, and then must have been just under, and then Ryan was born. So that was I started feeling sick again around 19 months, and I was like, oh, I think I'm pregnant. And then sure enough, I was. And then so Ryan was born just like 17 and a half months after Caden. And so that was a really good pregnancy as well. I was able to like keep moving and just felt really good. And then so she was 17 months after, and her birth, I mean, I was a little bit apprehensive sort of going into her birth, you know, just after the first one. Her birth was a lot better, definitely a lot better than Caden's one, so that was good.
Cool. And just before we jump into your birth story, did you do sort of the same things in this pregnancy, like you kept up your exercise, and did you find out the sex of this baby, and was it any different to Caden's pregnancy?
Kept up the exercise. It was really weird with Ryan. I just felt like I didn't feel like any crap food. All I wanted was like the best food I could get, so I wouldn't eat even potato chips, and I love potato chips. I'd like make my own potato chips because I didn't want them out of a packet. It was really weird. Like, we just went full health crazy mode with Ryan. It just was my craving. Like, I wanted fruit, and I just so with her it was I felt really good. And she, for some reason, like, she sat like really, like, I didn't pop out a lot with her, so it was, I could keep moving, you know, right up until I was riding a bike, like when I was overdue with her. So she sat, I've got quite a sway back and I am quite tall, so she sat really far in my tummy, like you couldn't even tell that I was pregnant even when I was 6 months. So I was quite fortunate with the way I was carrying her, and you know, I was able to move and keep moving, and my hips weren't really too bad either. And we did find out that she was a girl, but they weren't sure at the ultrasound. They're like, oh, we think it's a girl. So it was kind of like, is she a girl? So we didn't really know. So we had, you know, we got like prepared, you know, thinking that she was a girl, but just, you know, not really being sure. So other than that, it was really similar. I had changed midwives. I had a different midwife this time, and she was great. And yeah, the birth was, the pregnancy was awesome with Ryan.
Yeah. Awesome. Cool. And did you have many thoughts on like any changes that you wanted to make or anything different that you might try to do in this birth, or much of a birth plan this time around?
Yeah, I felt way more prepared knowing what I was going into. So with Ryan, I knew that I wanted to be in the water. Like, I love the water. I'm such a, if I'm in the water, on the water, underwater, I'm happy. So I just wanted to be in the water this time. So that was the plan.
Yeah.
And that sort of gave me peace of mind. And I knew that if I could get through Caden, then I could get through anything. And I don't know, I just guess like you feel so much stronger after you've gone through that. So water birth was the plan this time. And just same thing, if I could have it naturally, that would have been great. But once again, I just went into it with an open mind. We still didn't do the antenatal classes. I didn't do any other sort of, I think the most research I sort of did, like I was quite intrigued with listening to other people's birth stories and, you know, watching things on YouTube around birthing. And that's the sort of stuff that I was more focused on this time around, was just, you know, trying to have as best birth as possible.
Yeah. Awesome. Cool. And do you want to take us through your labor starting, and was it spontaneous, and how far along were you?
Yeah, so she was 4 days overdue. So it was crazy actually. We had a like with Kate and Shay, we had a baby show, and the baby show was on the Saturday and she was due on the Friday. And I was like, oh, we'll still do it because if I have her on the Friday, I'll still be able to go up on the Saturday and do the show. I don't know what I was thinking. Like, I think I was actually a bit delusional. But so she was due on the Friday, I think. And then we did the baby show on the Saturday. I was 1 day overdue. And then on the Monday morning, I had a sweep. And then, yeah, I went to bed that night. And then, wait, have I got my dates right? 7, 8, 9, and 20, 21. Yeah. So Monday night, I think I woke up at like, oh, it must have been a Tuesday morning, maybe 12:30, 1 a.m. on Tuesday morning. And I was sort of getting a bit crampy. And I was like, oh, I think I'm going to labor. And then got up, woke Adam up. And then we're sort of walking around and it started to get consistent. And this time I was really lucky because it was like, this is a contraction and this is your rest, you know? And it was, okay, 10 minutes apart and then 7 minutes. So it was, we're literally probably awake for 30 minutes or 45 when they started to come quite regularly. And so because we lived out of town, Adam rang up the midwife and said, hey, I think we'll come into the hospital. And I think they're always kind of reluctant. She was like, oh no, just stay at home for a bit longer. I was like, no, we're going in. So we went into the hospital and we got there at like 2 o'clock, I think, straight into the bath. And then things just progressed really well, you know, like contractions got closer together. I was vomiting a lot with her, and like I was like in the bath and I was like leaning over the bath, and with every contraction I was like spewing everywhere. It was so gross. But yeah, so it was quite an intense labor. Like, it was, looking back now with the knowledge and going through the other five, like it was still quite an intense, but it was a lot shorter. I was in the bath the whole time. She came out, she came out staring at me. She's still staring at me that same way, and she's six now. I'm like, so yeah, so she came out around the wrong way, like posterior, which is probably explains why it was, you know, a bit more difficult. But she came out in the water, really lovely birth. It was great. And that was probably at like 10 to 4. So that was quite quick. So I was only in the hospital for like 2 hours. And had her, and then we left. Yeah, so everything was fine with her, no stitching, really nice birth. Still quite full on, like it was quite painful, and it was a lot quicker, and I knew it was happening. I could feel her moving a bit more. I knew when to push. It was just, I felt way more empowered and way more clued up on what was happening and what my body was going through. So that was really good. And then she was fine. She was perfectly healthy, 8 pound 4, I think, 8 pound 3. Somewhere around there. And then yeah, we went home like 6:30. We went to BP, got her coffee, and then just like went up and surprised my mum. And so yeah, we were straight out of the hospital that morning too, and back home and back to, you know, introduce Caden to little sister. And yeah, it was really cool. And I think bringing her home and having that second baby, we're just so much more relaxed. And I think that probably, you know, like you can't go back and tell yourself to be relaxed the first time because you don't really know what's going on. But you know, with Kate and I, when I got home and with having the people around me that have had kids before, and they were like, wrap her, you know, swaddle her up and put her down. And that's why she was crying looking back. I'm like, she just wanted to be with me. So with Ryan, I put her on my tummy. I hopped into bed. We're both like, didn't, you know, just wearing undies, didn't have any top on. She was maybe just had a nappy on. I wrapped us in a blanket and I lay there all night, and she just sat on my tummy as if she was still on my tummy, and she just slept all night with me. And I didn't sleep. I was awake with her just sitting there like, oh my gosh, we just had a baby, because you know you're on that adrenaline high again. And she was just on me for like 10 hours just as if she was still on my tummy. It was the most beautiful thing. And yeah, it was really, really cool. And my milk came in a few days later. Breastfeeding was okay. Didn't have too much trouble with that. So yeah, that was a lot better experience than the first one. And yeah, it was awesome.
Yeah, awesome. Cool. And did Caden take to being a big sister? What was the experience like introducing her to Ryan, and how did you find
Oh, it
that?
was, yeah, it was quite interesting. She was, yeah, I mean, she's so young when I look back, you know. She's like 7, nearly 18 months, and you know, she didn't really know what was going on. She was sort of look at her. She didn't try and do anything to her. Like, she was really gentle, and she was just more intrigued more than anything. So she was really good. And yeah, having the two of them, that transition was really easy for us. Caden was a really good little girl. She was such a good kid. And Ryan was quite a good baby. So yeah, it was really awesome having the two of them. They weren't, and because they were so close, it was hard at some, you know, some stages, I guess, you know, if you're stuck at home, you're on your own and you're changing one nappy and you're like, yeah, go get mummy some nappy and wipes. And they come back with potato and you're like, no. So you're like, but you can't quite like talk to them and get them to do things and to help out. So it was a bit tricky in that regard, just having them so close together. But, you know, it was awesome at the same time. There's lots of other benefits of it as well. So that's why we decided to do it again.
Awesome. Cool. And how far after Ryan's pregnancy did you think about trying for another baby?
Yeah, so it was pretty much the exact same scenarios with Caden. So I think once we'd had Caden, we were like, let's have four. And then it was weird because, like, to me, like, going through the pregnancies was, like, the most daunting task for me. Like, if I had just could have just said, hey, I have a baby, like, next week, and it just appeared, that seemed more feasible to me. Like, the pregnancies were such a long, drawn-out process. So I was a bit overwhelmed, you know, with the thought of having more, but we really wanted to have them, so we just wanted to get it done. So same thing, I kind of thought, oh, I'm probably going to have to stop breastfeeding. I didn't, like, aim to stop breastfeeding. It all just kind of happened naturally, you know, like, I didn't really have to fight to wean them off just so I could get pregnant. But around 9 months again, she sort of started, like, eating more food and just wasn't really that fussed on me. And then I fell pregnant that same month again. So then Case was born. He was actually due on Caden's third birthday. And so, yeah, same process, very similar birth, you know, plan for everything. Same midwife this time. Wanted to go in the water again. And that was the pregnancy that I think I put on quite a lot. I mean, but all pregnancies I've put on around 20 kilos. And so his pregnancy was by far the hardest with my hips. And just with the extra weight, and I spent a lot of time just like not being able to walk around, and that was a really hard one for me. And I think I stopped a lot of exercise that time. That one, and I think it's just the combination, you know, having two births so close together and then getting pregnant again, all my ligaments, just everything was like, really? Are you really doing this again, woman? Like, what are you thinking? And so that was a hard pregnancy for me. And we'd just moved house, we'd already moved house twice. And work was really picking up and we were trying to sort of work and do everything, and it was just the two of us still. So that was quite difficult that year. So yeah, he was due in the October of that year. And I mean, everything else, like I'm really lucky, like mentally I've been quite good through my pregnancies. I haven't felt too down, or, you know, like I've definitely had my down days where everything's just really tough, but overall I've always felt, you know, quite good. So I mean, but the pain was hard during that third pregnancy. So that was probably the main difference, but the birth plan, everything was just the same as with Ryan.
Awesome. Cool. And do you want to take us through your labor starting, and was it spontaneous, and how far along were you this time?
Yeah, cool. So this time I was 3 days. So he was due on the 27th of October. And then I think I had a sweep on the afternoon of the 30th or the 29th. I think it was a Sunday, I think. And then we're living out of town again, so I that afternoon I thought, oh yeah, no, I think something's happening. And so we went into Adam's parents' house, who lived in town, and it was like, you know, late at night. I think it was like 6:30, 6:37 o'clock. We went to their house, and it was actually a really different experience because obviously we're taking the other kids there to stay with his parents. And we turned up, and I think the block was on, or something on. And I just sort of was in their lounge, and everyone was around, and I was just like going through the contractions and just embracing them while I was watching TV. It was quite beautiful just to be in a setting where there's just the kids running around and his parents are getting dinner ready. And, you know, I'd just sort of have a quick contraction on the side, and I'd just sort of lean over the couch and he'd rub my back, and then we'd just go back to watching TV. So it was like a really, it was such a cool experience with him. And then I think at like 8:30 or 9, I thought, oh, well, this is getting quite full on. Let's go up to the hospital. So we drove up there and same thing, straight into the water. And I wasn't there for that long, I don't think. And because it was the 30th, and I mean, this is not a big thing, but I was like, oh, I don't want to have him on Halloween. So I was trying really hard to get him out before midnight. So we're in the pool. I was in the pool, and I think I was in there for, you know, an hour and a half. And he was born at 11:30, I think, or somewhere around there. And his birth was, it feels, it's so weird to say, but it didn't even, it felt so good. Like, it didn't even really hurt that much. And I just, yeah, like, I could feel his whole body moving through the birth canal. Like, I could feel every single bit of what was going on. And when he came out, I was just really calm. And I think, obviously, because I'd already had two, I knew exactly what was happening. We knew that he was a boy. We did find out that he was going to be a boy. But, I mean, until you have them, you don't really know. And I guess, like, on the day, all you're really wanting is just a healthy baby. And so, yeah, he was born, you know, in... Yeah, it was amazing. Couple pushes and he was out, basically. And straight on to me in the bath. And it was so beautiful. It was the most amazing birth. Yeah. And he was my first boy. So it was just, yeah, it was the coolest thing. That was a really emotional one for me because it was just so beautiful. And it was so effortless and just was amazing. Like, if I could have that birth over again, I would, you know, do it tomorrow. But yeah, so that was really cool. That was my case. And he was 9 pounds 2. So he was a big boy. He's my biggest.
Yeah.
But it was the best birth, which is, you know, crazy.
Yeah, yeah. And did you spend very long in hospital before you went home this time?
No, we went straight back at like 1 o'clock in the morning, I think. And so we, you know, went straight back to his parents' house and just jumped into bed and we just got some sleep and then went home in the morning and, the, you know, all the kids met him in the morning and it was really cool, you know, because Caden was a bit older, so she was 3 by now and I've got the cutest photo of them all, the girls holding him and they were just so like, oh my gosh, it's a little boy. And it was really, really cool and having his family there and then my family were close and so it was a really cool day just all hanging out together and then we went home and then that's when we're like, oh my gosh, we have 3 children. This is really hard. This is so hard. So that was probably the biggest change for us going from 2 to 3. And and I think it's just because like Ryan was only 18 months old and the 3-year-old doesn't play with the 18-month-old and Ryan was really naughty, like really naughty. And so it was quite hard that time. I remember just driving around when Case was really little. And me and Adam would just drive. And we weren't going anywhere. We were just driving because we were like, this is, what do we do? I don't know what to do. We just put them in the car. They can't get out. We'll just drive. So that was, that was a crazy transition going from 2 to 3. But, you know, it was great at the same time. My breastfeeding was fine. My milk came in. I didn't have any trouble. You know, I didn't have any stitches or anything post-birth. So, yeah, the post-birth stuff was fine. It was just managing the children at that stage going from 2 to 3, which was the hardest part.
Yeah, and was there anything that was like helpful for you during that time? Like, were you planning on sending any of them to a daycare, or like, what was your plan in terms of that? And how did you manage? I guess because you had 3 under 3, right?
Yeah. Yep. So 3. Yeah, pretty much. And so Caden had just started kindy, like the Wednesday before. Yeah. So she did that, and then Adam's parents, when they moved up, his mum was coming up to help with us with the kids because, like, obviously with packing all the orders, because we had all the Caden Shea gear, like, at our house. So we were packing orders, you know, during all sorts of hours. And so it was getting really, really difficult to maintain and do the customer service and do everything. So his mum used to come out and help look after Ryan. And then also should help look after Case in between feedings and things like that. So we did have help, and that's the crazy thing, right? Like, even though we had help, it was still so hard. So you know, like, I just see mothers that do it all on their own, I'm just like, man, I take my hat off to you, because it is so freaking hard. So we did have a bit of help with that, and that was really good. And then the kids all kind of started kindy when they were two and a half, three. So the first couple of years they were at home with us. So it was full-on time, that's for sure.
I'm very sure about that. And so once you had Case, and I know that you mentioned you thought you might have 4, but what were the sort of thoughts around having another one? And like you mentioned, going from 2 to 3 was a difficult transition. So were you still thinking, we want to have another one? And when were you thinking about doing that, and when did that all happen?
Yeah, so we were like, just so crazy to think that we thought like that. We were like, let's have another one. And I do remember walking down the hallway one day And I don't know, I think me and Adam were having a, we're talking about just how we're so tired and we're like, yeah. I'm not having another one. This is crazy. What are we doing? But then the next day we're like, no, we are having another one. So it was pretty much the same thing. We just kind of threw ourselves into it. And same thing, he stopped feeding at 9 months and then I got pregnant again. And it was crazy because obviously with Kaden, she was a surprise. And then with Ryan, we were sort of trying to have her, but I had no idea. Like my periods have always kind of been a bit all over the show. Yeah. With Case, we tried a bit harder to, you know, time it. And then with Jackson, he was the one that I was like, I'm ovulating. I got like right into the detail of like what day, what time. And so he was like bang on when we sort of planned and I had stopped breastfeeding. So he was the same timing. I think he was a month later, actually. I think it took us an extra month with him. And so I think Case was 10 months. And so I think it's just like took a little bit longer to, you know, to wean him. He was a bit more into the boob than the others were. So yeah, he took a little bit longer. And then yeah, same sort of difference. So Jackson was due in May. And so yeah, Ryan had been in April and he was May. And same sort of thing, same midwife. We had the same plan. The pregnancy was great. We'd just moved house again and the business, like we were way busier by this time. So we did have some staff, which made it a lot better so that I could sort of focus on, you know, the pregnancy and the birth. So same plan, same, you know, wanted to have a water birth. We found out that he was a boy. And so we're like, oh my gosh, you'd have two boys and two girls. And it was just like this crazy thing. and at the time we're like, okay, we'll just get him here and healthy and that will probably be us. And so, yeah, went into his birth. He was, so he was 4 days overdue. So same thing again, had to have the sweeps. I feel like I hadn't gone into I hadn't gone into labor. Like you see in the movies and their waters break and they're like, oh, I'm going into labor. I never had that. I just had to, they didn't even want it to come out. So, and so he was due, I think on the 27th of May and I'd had a sweep in the afternoon of the 30th. And then I went into labor that night, which was really cool. Actually, I think I did have two sweeps with him. It wasn't till the second one that it sort of worked. And then I sort of started kicking in. Our parents had the other three kids. And I think it was like 5 o'clock at night, I started getting contractions. And we did live out of town still. So I was always really conscious of the drive. It's like a 25-minute drive into town. And it can be quite a bad drive. So at 5 o'clock, I was sort of timing them. And then, you know, it sort of came around 9 o'clock and I was like, oh, this is taking ages. And because Case's birth had been so beautiful and like just ran really smoothly, I was like, what's going on? Like, am I going into labor? Like, what's happening? And then they finally started getting stronger and stronger around 10 o'clock. And so we rang midwife, went to drive into town. There was roadworks. And I was like, you're kidding me. And I like wound down the thing to the guy with the stick. And I was like, mate, I'm in labor. You need to turn the sign to go now. And he just like called the guys. They all stopped like working. And then because we were one of the only cars on the road at, you know, 10:30 at night. And we drove straight in. And then I got there and yeah, straight into the pool again. And his birth was like a little bit slower. Like it didn't really go as fast. I think overall ended up being like 11 hours or something, which was crazy because of the, you know, Case's birth. And I was still in the water. And then he finally, you know, it was a lot of just, nothing was really progressing with it. It was just lots of contractions, but he wasn't moving down. And then, so I think my waters ended up breaking, you know, and then from then on, it was like 20 minutes. So I think, yeah, my waters just never really wanted to break. And it wasn't until they sort of pushed a bit further down and released. And then I was like, oh my God, it feels so much better. Now he can come out. And so he was born, I think it was like 2 o'clock in the morning. And good birth. Like I felt like he got a bit more stuck than Case. Like he didn't really want to come out. And he was like right down there. And I had to keep moving my legs and squatting in a different position and standing up out of the pool. And he was actually like, I was like hovering over the pool, like on all, like kind of not on all fours, but like my hands are on the rails and I was like squatting over the pool and he like just like came out and like really splashed into the water. I was like, was he born in the water or like out of the water and like into the water? But yeah, that was quite, his birth was quite full on, like considering how nice Cases had been. And then yeah, placenta was all fine. No stitches. Everything was fine. It was just, I felt like he got a bit more stuck with his shoulders and things like that. So it was a bit harder to get him out. But then once again, straight on to me, straight on, you know, we just lay there straight onto the boob, and then he was, you know, they were sort of found their way to the breast and just sort of suckling and, you know, trying to get that milk in, which obviously still takes 3 days, but giving that colostrum, which was really good. And yeah, so he was really good. And then once again, we went straight home. I think it was like 2 or 3 in the morning. I think we just drove, we just drove straight back to our house, back out. And it was really funny because we drove past the road workers again, but we had the baby this time. And we were like, I've got a newborn baby. Can we get a move on? So yeah, it was crazy. Went back home and introducing him to the other kids was really cool. So our parents had the kids for like the night before I'd gone into labor because we thought I was going to labor that night, which I didn't. And then, yeah, so they'd had them for the night of the birth, and then I was kind of thinking, oh, just one more night so I can recover. But they all turned up in the afternoon, and so it was quite a full-on day because we still didn't sleep that night, and all the kids were just so excited. Mm. You know, they were a bit older now. Caden was 4, Ryan was 3, Case was 18 months. And so that was, you know, that was really cool. But we felt like a really completed unit, and we're like, oh, I've got all our kids and he's here and he's happy and he's healthy and I'm healthy. And, you know, it was really beautiful. And that going from 3 to 4, we didn't find it. It was nowhere near the same as going from 2 to 3 for us. And I understand everyone's different. Different age gaps can make a difference. Everyone's circumstances can make a big difference. But yeah, bringing him into our family was really seamless. You know, he was a good sleeper. He was amazing. So yeah, it was really cool. It was a good birth, that one. But I kind of felt, and I know this is so weird, right? We put so much pressure on ourselves when it comes to like the perfect birth, but what is the perfect birth, you know? Like, and so for him, I was so, you know, focused on trying to have the same birth that I had for Case, but it was a different story. And I think it did take me a little while to come to terms with, that's okay that it was different. It didn't have to be a certain way. And he was healthy and I was healthy and he came out, you know, really well. But I still felt a little bit like, oh, damn, I didn't quite get the birth that I wanted for my last one. And I remember when I was pushing him out, I was like, this is the last one. Like, I am not having any more children. So it was kind of like, that was so hard. I was like, oh, this is why I don't want any more, you know?
Yeah.
So yeah, it was cool. But yeah, they were all very different experiences, that's for sure.
Yeah. Yeah. And how did you find, I guess, the transition from 3 to 4? So did you find that it was a little bit easier than 2 to 3, or what was that like?
Yeah, we did. I really felt like because the girls were older and could do things on their own, and we had, so Adam's mum would still come and sort of help on some days, but by now our parents were actually packing the orders. So they were working in the business, and there was sort of a bit less help for us as a like with the kids. So but the girls were both at kindy and we just had Case at home, so you know it's good because they go to kindy, but then there's like the rush around the morning to get out of the house to get them there in time, and then you rush home, and so you're just in this forever cycle of really just driving around and rushing around. But it was a lot better. Adam has been, you know, everyone's like, oh, you've had 5 kids. I'm like, yeah, but he has just been the most amazing father. So he has done like everything. Like, he would just let me stay in bed and feed the baby all day if I, you know, had to, would do all the washing, the picking up the kids, do the lunches. I really was so fortunate that he just took that on. And so he would do everything with the children. So I was so lucky that I got to just be with the newborn. And I felt like, I probably felt that the most with Jackson. And I think it's because with starting Kate and Shay and just being so busy all the time and having to do everything, I never really had any maternity leave. I just worked all the way through. I'd have a baby and just keep on going, keep on going, keep on going. So with Jackson, I had a little bit of that, although I did have to fill in customer service when one of our staff was away for like 2 weeks when he was 2 weeks old. So that sort of was quite hard. So that I didn't quite get the rest that I probably should have had. And I'm sort of like, I'm not one to just sit at home. So I'd, you know, I mean, I forgot to add, you know, on the way home from a hospital with Caden, we like went to the supermarket and like bought groceries. And I was like, what was I doing with like a day old baby at the supermarket? But we sort of kept on doing things. So we'd always be moving. So I tried to slow down a bit with Jackson and just sort of take that time. And Adam just did a lot with the other children, but it was a bit easier. But we're still like, holy crap, we have 4 kids. This is full on. And it was 4, Caden was 4.5, so it was like 4 under 5. But yeah, we just, you know, like we've always worked out and tried to eat healthy, just trying to keep our bodies feeling as good as we can mentally, emotionally and physically to be able to take on each day as it comes.
Yeah. Yeah. Awesome, cool. And I know that you said you thought after four that would be it, but we know that you've got one more. So do you want to talk us through your final pregnancy with Billy and how that sort of came about and how you were feeling through that pregnancy?
Yeah, so the funny story is that so when we knew that I was having Jackson, we didn't know if he was a boy or a girl at the time, and the names that we picked up were Jackson and Billy. And so I remember we went and did like this, we filmed our little gender reveal thingy that we did, just the two of us, and it was a boy, and we're like, oh my gosh, I'm so excited. And then I just remember turning to Adam once I got in the car and I said, but where's my little Billy? Like, where's Billy girl? Like, and so if you're listening and, you know, naming them two names and then like one's a boy, one's a girl, like I felt like I didn't get Billy. Do you know what I mean? Like it was the craziest yeah. feeling. And it's got all of our kids, their names didn't really tie to the family. Well, Jackson, you know, was, there's a Jack in our family and things like that. But Billy was a name that was on Adam's side, and it was really quite a meaningful name. And, you know, it was on both sides of the family, really. So it was like, yeah, it was almost like she was always there, which sounds really, you know, different. But I was like, man, where's Billy? And I'd always think about Billy. And so even though we're kind of like, nah, we're done, that's it. And everyone would always joke to us, are they all yours? And, oh, gosh, you know what causes that? I'm like, yeah, we know. I think Jackson, yeah. So after we'd had Jackson, you know, the midwife's like, what are you going to do for contraception? And we're like, oh, we're just, you know, going to kind of just wing it, but we're not having any more kids, but we'll just be really careful. And I felt by then I really knew my cycle after going through really planning the other kids. I kind of thought, no, I've got a really good hang on it now. I know when I'm ovulating. I know I'll be fine. And then it sort of got to the point, oh, I kind of thought at one point I was pregnant. So I took a pregnancy test and it was negative. And I just, I was like, oh, and I didn't realize I was going to feel so, you know, like, oh, okay. Well, I was actually hoping it was positive, you know, like, and so I was thinking, where's Billy? Like, okay, I sort of had these feelings of being like, oh, well, if it did happen. And so he was like, well, if it happens, it happens, you know, like I'm not going to worry, you know, if she's meant to be, she's meant to be. So he never got a vasectomy or anything like that, and we weren't really that careful. And then in December, so Jackson was a bit older because we hadn't like super planned it, you know, at a certain time we sort of like just rolling with it. And so December I found out, and he was like 18, oh, I can't remember, yeah, like 16, 17 months or something. And so I found out that I was pregnant, and we went to the beach and I kept the pregnancy test and I showed Adam, and he was just like, oh my God. Like, yeah, it was so crazy because we were like, are we going to have another one? Oh no, we're so not. Oh, but what about Billy? And then, yeah, so we found out, and then we didn't want to tell. I kind of feel like with our parents, and like, oh no, my mum might listen to this, but I think they kind of, everyone just kind of looks at us and thinks that we're a little bit crazy. Yeah. And because we've got the business and we're so busy, and you know, it's kind of like when you say things are hard or you feel like you're having a hard day, you just feel like people look at you like, well, you had them, you know, and it's like, well, it's not about that. It's just, we're having a really hard time at the moment, or things are hard. I wouldn't change my life for anything. I love my children. It's just a hard day right now. So we kind of felt like our parents were going to be like, what are you doing? You know? and I didn't really feel that sick or anything. So we didn't tell anyone that we're pregnant until I was like 17 weeks. And so, yeah, I managed to sort of like kind of hide it. I hate that, you know, I wasn't trying to hide it. I was just, you know, I didn't really pop out till about 16, 17 weeks. And so, yeah, I'd had some balloons up at the house for some reason. I don't know why I had them, but they were pink balloons. And then the kids knew. We told our kids, isn't that funny? We told our children. We actually videoed it. We're like, we're having another baby. And they were so excited. It was the coolest thing. And they were a lot older by now, so they really understood what was happening. So we told the kids, and then my mum had heard stories that there's another baby. And I was like, oh, no, Ryan's just obsessed with her babies because she likes playing with her babies. And then so, yeah, mum turned up one day and there was like pink balloon. And mum was like, what is that? And I was like, what do you think? And she was like, oh, Nick. And so, yeah, it was crazy when we told them. They're like, oh, my gosh. And they were so happy for us. I think they're probably a little bit gutted that we hadn't told them for so long. And I think my mum kind of knew. My mum's like the detective. Like, she finds out everything. So I think she'd kind of known for a bit. But yeah, we told, and what had happened too is I did, because I was a bit older and my test, which is a test that you have. And so I had to get a, what's the test where you get, So when I was like 13 weeks, I had to get not an amnio, what's it called? Amnio. The other one, there's like another test that you can pay to get to test
for. Oh, the NIPT test?
Yeah, it was something. Gosh, my brain. But yeah, it was the test that you got. And instead of having to go get an amnio, I got the other option. And part of that was that they couldn't find out the gender.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's so, the NIPT. I think, I don't know what it's always called.
Yeah, because I was older this time and I had more. Yeah. And because I was a bit older this time and I'd had like four children, I was a bit more high risk. So had that, and then we found out that she was a girl at like 14 weeks, which is crazy because we'd never found out, you know, for sure, because the ultrasounds were you know, not 100%. So we're like, oh my gosh, like it's Billy, she's here. So we were so, you know, we were so excited. And yeah, we told her. So when we did tell our parents, we said it's a girl. So I said, oh, we're having a little girl. And yeah, it was kind of cool to know that whole time, yeah, that we're having a girl. And so, yeah, it was, and the pregnancy was fine. It was a great pregnancy, really busy with work. And we've got a lot of other mums at work that were pregnant and we're all sort of pregnant at the same time, which is really cool. And yeah, I think like the water at work, like there's literally people that like bring their own bottled water because they're like, I am not coming and drinking water from this place. I will get pregnant. And yeah, so Billy's birth, same sort of thing, same midwife again that I'd had for the last three, and wanted to have the water birth. And yeah, I was all set. So she was due in August, and come due, I think like a week before her due date, I felt really funny, like maybe 2 weeks, maybe a week. I felt like really flushed and, oh man, I just didn't feel good. So I actually went to my midwife at her house and she did like a blood pressure, and I had high blood pressure. So she sort of sent me up to the hospital to get a blood test, and then it came back fine, I think. And then she was like, oh, I wonder if we should, you know, get things moving along or not. And then I sort of started feeling fine. And then I did have a sweep right, I think when I was due, And then I was like, okay, cool, this will bring her on. Nothing. Had another one, nothing. And then it was like 6 days. And then I actually went and got acupuncture on like the seventh day or sixth or seventh day. And then I woke up and it was a Saturday morning and it was like 8:30. And we were just like, had all the kids at home. And I thought, oh my gosh, I think I'm going into labor. And I said to Adam, I was like, I've got some cramps. And it was so weird because it was like 8 o'clock in the morning. So all my other births had been at night, you know. And so I said, oh, maybe we'll just go into town for the day and just like hang out in town and see if anything happens. And we're going to go for, if it hadn't happened, the acupuncturist is going to see me again that day anyway. So we dropped all the kids off, went into town, and then went up to my sister's house, and the midwife came and saw me, and she's like, you're like 7-8 centimeters. I was like, oh my gosh. So we went up to the hospital, and then same thing, in the bath. It was so odd, like being in the daytime, because it was just, the whole room was light, you know. Normally it's like dark and you've got like a little light on. And yeah, I remember we parked up, walked in, and it was like 10:30, and yeah, I literally had her like 2 hours later, and a beautiful, really beautiful birth, which was amazing. It was just like Case's birth. I could feel everything that was happening. It was so, so good. And so she was born, and Adam videoed this one. So we got lots of videos and photos, and which I wanted for the others, which I never really got. So there was one thing that I was hoping to get. So yeah, I got to video it, seeing her being born, and oh, it was just really, really good. My placenta did take a little while to come out, which got me a bit panicked, because I always like worry about just making sure that comes out all right. But yeah, that came out like quite a bit later once I was on the bed. But yeah, amazing birth with her. And she was 9 pounds on the button. And yeah, it was really, really good. She's happy, healthy. And yeah, it was so good. And then we had our little Billy girl. And then there was five.
Yay.
Amazing. I know, it was so good. And then so we like went home that day, like 2 o'clock, I think. We went home, came back, and our parents actually had the kids for the night. And oh my gosh, it was like the most amazing day. We came back and we like cooked dinner, and Adam cooked dinner, and then we like just, you know, hung out. You're on that high and you can't really sleep because you're just so excited and you're so happy and you've got this like new little baby, and it's just the best feeling ever. And she was amazing. She was a really good baby. She just slept the whole time. And I think UFC was on the next day, so we like got the whole day to just chill at home on our own with Billy and watch the UFC. And yeah, it was really good. And then the kids came home later that night, and then the family met. Actually, I think Adam went and got, I was quite, like, I was probably quite I didn't want everyone coming around this time because with Jackson, everyone just kind of came around that day and I was just so unprepared and it was really full on. And I was like, no.
Yeah.
And I kind of stood my ground with Billy. I was like, no one's coming over. You can go pick up the girls. I just want the kids to meet her for the first time as our own family. And it was nothing against the parents. It was like, it was just the last one and I wanted it to be, you know, how I sort of wanted it. And so, yeah, we sort of planned for the next day for all the parents to come up. We had a dinner. They all got to meet her. I videoed all of it. And it was just really special. And it was just so good that I sort of, you know, when you're a new mum and you really feel obliged a lot of the time to just do what someone else wants you to do. And you're like, hang on a minute. I just had the baby. Piss off. Like, I'm going to do what I want to do. And I'm not going to let anyone tell me what to do. And I just felt stronger this time to really voice my opinions and what I wanted to have happen. Because it happens all the time. You just feel so like you don't know what you're doing or you don't know if you should do this. You don't want to hurt anyone's feelings. And by now I was just like, nah, this is what we're going to do. And everyone was really respectful of that, which was cool. So that was really empowering. And I encourage other mums, you know, like just you go with your gut and you say what you want to have happen because it's no one else's choice. It's no one else's decision. So that was really cool with Billy. We had a beautiful family dinner. Everyone got to come and meet her and it was really amazing. So that was the last one. And then, yes, Adam's had a vasectomy. So there will be, apparently, if it works, no more children.
And how do you feel about that? Like, do you feel like your family's complete and you're sort of done? Or what's your, what do you feel about that?
Yeah, I after we had Billy, I was like, now we are complete. And it's really, you know, I'm a Libran, so I mean, I don't know if anyone gets into that kind of thing, but I like things like quite even and symmetrical, and six is my favorite number. And so everyone's like, but six, like you want six, you know, gonna make it even. And my thing is like, now I've got six loves of my life. So I've got my five children and Adam. So that's my six. We're really happy with our five. And it was the first time I had felt really complete. And she's just been the most amazing baby. She's like literally like one of those unicorn babies that you hear about. So she has just been the most beautiful child. And the kids have been amazing. They're a lot older this time. So they've been able to look after her and carry her around. And just there's just so much love for her as a little baby girl. And yeah, it's been really, really beautiful to watch.
Awesome. Very cool. And I know that you've talked a little bit about sort of throughout the episode, your business, Kate and Shay, but do you want to talk us through, I guess, how do you juggle like this huge business that you've built with your five children and just your really busy family? I actually have to say that I loved your automatic response on your email detailing what you might be up to and why you might not be replying. But I thought that was really, really well done. But do you want to talk to us a little bit about your business and how that's sort of grown over the period of time that you've been a mum, and how do you sort of balance all that now sort of on the day to day?
Yeah, cool. So yeah, obviously Kate and Shay started the week that I had Ryan. So the truck pulled up outside the house and I was breastfeeding in a dressing gown outside. There was cows walking past and this whole lot of bras turned up, and that's when it started. So right from when the idea started when I'd had Kaden, but it took that long to get actually going. So ever since we've had children, we've always had this other child, the business. And it's, you know, it's grown with every child. So we've moved five times in the last 5 years with housing, just to, you know, we started off in our house and then we had to move to another house. And it wasn't until a couple of years ago that we actually got a warehouse for everything, which is amazing. And that was the year, I think, that Jackson, or just not long after Case was born. So that was really helpful to get everything out of our house to start with, because obviously working at home and working with your partner and then having kids, it was just getting like so all consuming. So now that we had the warehouse, that changed things a lot, and it was like separating the two. The business has grown. It's, you know, we've got like 10 staff now, and it is really difficult. I feel like sometimes I'm torn between being like with my kids and being like the mum I want to be, and then also, you know, doing the business justice and being responsible for the employees and just making sure that we're doing the best by everyone, really, you know, like, so it has been a constant juggle. And I feel like with Billy, I actually said, I'm going to take maternity leave this time. Like, she's my last one. I'm going to take it. I still worked. Of course you do. It's your business, you know, like, you still have to do it. It wasn't as much, and we had an amazing manager in place, and it was really, really cool that I did get take a bit more time. But I still felt as busy as ever, you know, like when it's your business, you're always thinking of ideas and you're thinking of this, and just worrying about everything and making sure everything's okay. And obviously, given last year, the way the world was, just so much was going on. And so, and then also we had other two staff members that were going, about to go and leave and have their children. So it was still a really crazy time given what was going on in the world. So I did try and block a lot of it out and just go, nah, I'm having my last baby. I'm just going to roll with each day as it comes. I'm not going to worry about if a shipment's late or, you know, what else is going on. I can't control a lot of that. What I can control is how I feel and what's happening in our family unit. So we tend to go by that a lot, you know, and Adam helps a lot with the kids. So the way that I can get the work done is that he always jokes that I can get like 24 hours of work done in like 5 hours because I just like turbo mode.
Yeah.
Which I guess like a lot of mums have that skill, right? You just go, I have to get stuff done, so I'm gonna just knuckle down and get it done. Yeah. So he'll often take the kids, and so I can just work and get things done. I'll go and hide in the bedroom or somewhere in the house and just get it done. I feel like I haven't probably gone into work much as much as I should go into work, and it's hard because you feel like you need to be there with the team to help with, you know, collaborating, coming up with ideas and talking about future marketing plans and all that kind of stuff. But we've got such a good team in place now, and I think that's what's helped us, and just having our family around has helped heaps, being able to have the grandparents. So Adam's parents are the pack the orders, but they also live on site down there, so they can, you know, they're 5 minutes from kindergarten, so if they do have to pick up the kids, they can do that. So having a good unit around us has been really good, but also just having the mindset of like, I'll do today what I can, and if I can't get it done, too bad. It's not gonna, you know, it's not gonna be the end of the world if I can't get something done. And I think it's took me probably 4 years to get to that mentality that if I don't do it today, it's not the end of the world. You know, I'll do it tomorrow. I'll get it done. But in the same mind frame, giving myself one or two things that I can do so that I feel like I've accomplished something for that day. So that's how we do it. And like I said, just keeping ourselves, you know, exercising, keeping ourselves fit and healthy goes a long way to, you know, helping with our mental state and just working together. I think teamwork has been the biggest thing, communicating. If one person's feeling like crap, just saying that and the other person can help lift the, you know, the other one. I mean, it is hard running the business and having children, but I think, you know, in today's society, like it's hard no matter what you're doing, you know, it's not just hard if you've got a business, it's hard no matter where you are. Every mum and every parent we talk to is just rushing around, taking their kids to school, picking them up, rushing to work, going here, picking it's the same for everyone. We're all in that daily sort of just routine of just getting by some days, and you kind of look at each other at the coffee shop and you're like, oh my god, was your night as bad as my night? Like so it's, and I think that's kind of cool, you know that you're all in it together and you're all going through the same thing. That's our mentality, just, you know, trying to keep a happy, healthy mindset and just embracing our family unit and just controlling what we can control and not worrying about things that we can't.
Awesome. Cool. Well, it sounds like, I know you've got a hectic sort of busy life, but it sounds like you're just nailing it. So yeah, super interesting.
I really do have it some days, but
No, I'm sure we can all relate in some way to that for sure. But no, I'm super grateful, Nikki, that you were willing to come on the podcast and share your stories with us. And yeah, really interesting to hear about all of your different births and how you've, you know, your family's changed and your business has changed over that time too. So yeah, just super grateful that you took the time.
Oh, thank you so much for having me. It was awesome. It was really, really cool to be able to share. That's the first time I've ever talked about all those. So that was really cool to be able to share with you.
Awesome. Thanks so much for listening to this week's episode of Kiwi Birth Tales. I hope you have enjoyed it. As always, I would love to see where you're listening from. So if you want to take a screenshot of your phone and post it on Instagram, tag at Kiwi Birth Tales, and yeah, love to connect with you and see where you're listening and what you're up to when you are listening to the podcast. Otherwise, I will speak to you next week with another beautiful birth story.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.